Can you talk about the issue of iron overload? Is it an issue in this patient? And in general, how do you approach it?
Right. So obviously, iron overload is something that we always keep in mind, particularly in patients with lower risk. As you well know, iron overload is very well established in patients that are transfusion dependent in diseases like thalassemia. And with each unit of blood we get, patients will get almost 250 milligrams of iron. So once patients get to 15 or 20 units of blood transfusion, they have iron overload. The body cannot get rid of the excess iron, so get it stored in liver, heart, pancreas, and you see the sequelae or the toxicity of the iron overload. There had been several studies looking particularly in MDS patients correlating higher serum ferritin with worse outcome, inferior survival, studies correlating the magnitude of blood transfusions to the outcome as well, that patients that are highly transfusion dependent are having worse outcome. Part of that could be biology of the disease, but obviously part of it could be iron overload. The studies had looked at different iron chelation agents, originally Desferal and subsequently with Desferrox when it became orally available. Those had been mostly either retrospective or prospective studies that looked at iron chelation, all of them demonstrating some survival advantage or benefit for patients with iron chelation. At ASH, we heard the results of the Telesto study, which is a randomized clinical study that looked at patients that were lower risk MDS, transfusion dependent, not on active therapy, randomized between getting Desferrox and placebo. And the primary endpoint was a composite endpoint, not just overall survival, but it looked at things like congestive heart failure, hospitalization from heart failure. And the study met the primary endpoint, namely in reducing hospitalizations from heart failure. So it remains sometimes controversial. There are camps that are skeptical about iron chelation. Some other camps are like more believers. But I think in general, the evidence all over favors iron chelation in patients particularly heavily transfusion dependent. The guidelines vary. The NCCN guidelines recommend considering iron chelation in lower risk MDS patients when the serum ferritin exceeds 2,500. The MDS Foundation when that serum ferritin exceeds 1,000. I think one has to keep in mind the toxicity profile for those agents. So they are associated with toxicity. Almost half of the patients would come off within a year or two because of side effects, namely GI side effects. There is some renal impairment that can be seen in 30%. So I think one always have to discuss that with the patients and discuss the benefit and the risk of the iron chelation.
What do we know about the use of these agents in other scenarios, other situations with anemia, particularly the issue of anemia of chronic disease?
Right. So obviously that could be also a potential for those drugs. What I did not mention and what we've seen in the study also that those agents actually did lower the ferritin in patients that were treated with luspatercept or sotatercept. And part of the mechanism could be targeting the hepcidin pathway. So they could be used. I'm not aware of studies yet that had enrolled patients with anemia of chronic inflammation or any use. But theoretically, absolutely, they can be used in that setting.